The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter the fire yonder, for they are holy, even the censers of these sinners against their own lives, and let them be made beaten plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord, therefore they are holy, and they shall be assigned to the children of Israel. Eleazar the priest took the bronze censers, which those who were burnt had offered, and they beat them out for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial to the children of Israel, to the end that no stranger, who is of the descendants of Aaron, comes near to burn incense before the Lord, that he not be as Korah, and as his company, as the Lord spoke to him by Moses. But on the next day all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, You have killed the Lord's people. It happened, when the congregation was assembled against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tent of meeting, and look, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Get away from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. They fell on their faces. Moses said to Aaron, Take your censer, and put fire from off the altar in it, and lay incense on it, and carry it quickly to the congregation, and make atonement for them, for wrath has gone out from the Lord. The plague has begun. Aaron did as Moses said, and ran into the midst of the assembly, and look, the plague has begun among the people, and he put on the incense, and made atonement for the people. He stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now those who died by the plague were 14,700, besides those who died about the matter of Korah. Aaron returned to Moses to the door of the tent of meeting, and the plague was stayed.